Why are the sprinklers running when it's raining? And in the past, Megan has explained that there's a sensor that determines whether the ground is saturated or not. So sprinklers may go off because the ground underneath is still dry. The citizen still had concerns because it's hard to imagine that the ground is dry at all right now. So the unfortunate thing is that there isn't appropriate data because the county lost their database.
Right. Remember last year when you'd asked for the numbers and they told me there was a problem? That was the problem. Then they lost their whole database. And so they gave us everything they have, and that only goes back to September. But I also did one thing that came up when we were discussing this in the office was.
And it says it only goes there, but we don't even have like January, February, or March.
Yeah, it's on the other side.
Oh, the
on
other
page
side.
two.
Thank you.
Yeah. So yeah, they gave us everything they have. Which I forgot my notebook today, but I could. We would still have a gap, but we could pull the numbers that they gave us when they came out last time and populate further back, but it's going to be over a year ago.
But did you have any comments on this? I know you
Can
were.
we submit Evan's letter
Sure.
into the
Yes.
meeting minutes?
Okay. Does that mean I need to read it?
Yes,
Okay.
but before we do that, I also handed you out the numbers for the school. And I think it's pretty interesting. The school uses far more water than the park. What are they
I
doing with
I
all
don't
that water? Like this.
Well,
Sure.
is it really?
Not sure.
So in September 2018, the park used 136,000, and the school used 163,000.
Okay, help me here. You're looking at the blue diamond and
Here's the numbers.
Okay.
Right.
Got it. Okay. Thank
In
you.
October, it was 56,482 at the park and 97,000 at the school. So I think what I would like to point out from these numbers that there's 1 month where the school used less than the park. But when you have public uses, they use more water because they serve multiple people. So I understand that the park is a very visible user of water, but it's also a very visible example of a public space that is used, that is open to the public, open to all users. And so a public space, a large public space like that uses more water just like the school does.
Well,
go ahead. The thing that catches me is June, July, and August.
Mm-hmm.
There's no school.
Right. But it's hot and dry.
And it's all grass.
So, didn't you say that the
June, July,
park had an advanced watering
for the school?
System?
We don't
Right?
have it. All we have is
But
I don't know if it's
September
in advance.
and
Oh, yes,
January
the
and
system,
February.
Yes.
So, maybe the school needs to put in something like that so
Maybe.
they can
Which is
bring
on
their
maybe.
water usage down.
Unfortunately, I don't
February.
have any.
Okay.
This year.
The school district is separate from the county, so I don't have any pull there. So.
That has to go through the water district. The water authorities for them to put anything into place, right?
For the
They have
school
to
district?
answer. They have to
No,
answer
the
to
school.
somebody their water usage, right?
They pay their bill, just like our high water users here in town that pay
like
huge
Catwoman.
bills, huge bills, other and you know that use more water than the average homeowner. They pay their bills, so and maybe this is an opportunity to bring it to their attention. Hey, you guys are using more than the park, but that's.
Right, we might be able to get them to cut down on water use during the summer and let the grass go a little drier because nobody's out there playing on it, nobody's running around on it, so it's not, as long as it can be a little stressed and then crank the water use up again in, you know, late August and September.
And that would be up to their grounds maintenance people.
Right,
I don't know, and like I said, I have no pull with the school district as far as that goes.
Right. Okay.
Thanks. That was an interesting data set.
Yeah,
right.
That was interesting.
Well, someone else brought that up to me. Said, "What about the school?" And I said, "Well, that's never been.
Nobody's
we've,
ever talked.
We've never
about
talked about that. So I assumed they would be close. I didn't assume that the school would be that much more.
We only had asphalt when I was that age.
Yeah.
In, we could just pave it over.
And you turned out
in February, the park used 20,000 gallons, 20,000, and the school used 175,000. And that seems very odd to me.
They must have had.
Maybe that would a leak have
That could very well be the result of
a running toilets.
But even in January, it was 90,000. So those are very...
If they had a toilet that got stuck on flush or something, that probably would happen.
Numbers are better for the numbers that you gave us here, Megan, from September of 2018 to February 2019 versus September of 2013 through February of 14. It was 430,000.
Oh, wow.
And back then in 13,
for
14.
For all of those months, are you saying? For the combined ones?
For the combined ones that Megan has on that list, I went back to 13 and 14. Which is you
right.
had handed,
and if I had my notebook with me, I would have it. I'm sorry.
You had handed that out.
Yeah.
So actually, it is better by nearly 140,000 gallons. So there is improvement there. Mm-hmm. But the one thing I was wondering is on this they mentioned that there in the months of January, February, November, and December, they mentioned that there are 9 watering days a month. And even in Evan's letter, why in a colder weather environment would they be watering 9 days a month when usually, I believe in town, don't they usually say once a week for watering?
That's
so
right.
why up here where it may be 5-8 degrees, you know, whatever, just cooler? It just seems like 9 days. I don't know the reason.
I'm
for
not
that,
a
so,
landscape
yeah,
person.
Right.
But if you look at the numbers, it's only 24,000 gallons in December. So that it may be 9 days for little short amounts. Because it shows the minutes on here too. So in September, it's like station 9 has 442 minutes. In September, it's only 104 minutes in December. So the days may not change, but the time period may change. You know, it may only run for 2 minutes for those 9 days. Well, what would that be? 10 minutes versus... 40 over 40 minutes or something like that. My math is probably off. But you see what I'm saying? The top chart shows the minutes, runtime in minutes.
Yeah, and also is there something that could be done to maybe for example, put a running/walking track around the park, or things that people that use the park may want to see in there.
And that's what I said that I would do is have RPM look at it and have parks look at it and see which parts are not usable turf. Because if they're not usable turf, then we're watering them for nothing.
Right.
So I'm going to have them put together a plan and show what portions could be removed.
Bless you.
With this system, I'm thinking they could probably tell us what kind of water savings that would be too. Mm-hmm. You know, I think this is sophisticated enough that they'd be able to do that. So hopefully next month I will have a plan to get the discussion started as to this may be a way we could do it.
That's awesome. Now I will read out. Is there any more comments? Anybody?
No.
Okay, I'll read Evan's letter. Red Rock Citizens Advisory Council from Evan Blythen. Excessive water use in the Blue Diamond County Park. While representatives of Clark County have initiated significant water conservation measures, the county park in Blue Diamond uses excessive amounts of water and jeopardizes the water table for the community. The county park uses the same grass used in Vegas Valley, a high water use grass that in the valley stays green all year long. Blue Diamond is at a higher elevation, is colder, and the grass yellows and goes dormant in the winter. But it's still watered and watered excessively. During the past 2 months, Blue Diamond has received 5.25 inches of rain, and the park has continued to be watered even during rain and snow. The excessive use of water is particularly egregious in an area subject to drought. For the past several years, the water levels of the Blue Diamond wells have dropped so low that the pumping system had to be lowered. Excessive water use is in an area subject to drought is not acceptable. The obvious solution is a drought-resistant grass like Bermuda, which goes dormant and requires little water during the winter. The Bermuda grass in my yard looks like the grass in the park and is not watered during the winter. Reducing the water use in the county park could conserve the precious water that supplies the village of Blue Diamond. Bermuda is an invasive, durable grass. If Bermuda seed was spread and diced into the park in the spring, it would eventually dominate the park and require less water throughout the year. Solution is not difficult, but bureaucracy is a problem. The county parks are standardized, but Blue Diamond does not share the same elevation, temperature range, and weather found in the Las Vegas Valley. Given the fragile water supply of Blue Diamond, the excessive water into the county park needs to be addressed by the Red Rock Citizens Advisory Council.
So I saw that, and I had addressed it with Commissioner Brager previously, and she did not have an appetite to change the grass in the park. And I addressed it with Commissioner Jones as soon as I found out about that, and he does not have an appetite to change it either. And Parks is not in favor of changing it either. So people might feel that way. I don't know that egregious is represented by these numbers, especially when they go down in the months where there's been more rain. I think the numbers show that it's responding to weather conditions. So,
anyone have any opinion?
We're not saying that when anybody writes a letter that
we agree with everything.
I'm just
that everything is factual. You'd have to send it to that's one thing. But I think it's probably good to discuss it. If nothing happens, if people come in here and go, hey, don't touch our soccer field, we want everything, then I think that's important. And we're seeing the numbers on a monthly basis. We've gotten off that 22 foot mark where it was the real levels, and so now they're better. But I mean, it's still good to talk about it and see if anything makes sense and go from there.
I think it's good to acknowledge that there are arguments on both sides. Mm-hmm. I mean, we did have residents come in and say we really love that grass, mm-hmm. and we've taken the sod out of our own yard because we're appreciating, we're using the grass in that park for our recreation. So, yeah.
I grew up with Bermuda grass, and honestly, it's horrible stuff.
Yeah.
And lots of people have huge allergies to Bermuda grass as well.
It's incredibly itchy. Like, playing, football or something on the grass as a kid, you'd go home and it was horrendous. So I get why they don't put Bermuda grass in parks.
And speaking of water, I got readings for the co-op water line from John Guillory, and they make zero sense to me.
I got the same thing, and I emailed him back. I was like, I don't know how to read this.
I emailed him back and said, can you shed some light on this? Is this millions of gallons? Is this tens of gallons? So, 12/27/18, it was, let me see where my commas would go, 10,367,500. I'm thinking maybe the decimal's missing somewhere. I don't know. So then 129, it's 12,195,300. And then in 227.19, it's 13,731,100. So I don't know. That may be the meter reading.
Acre feet?
But I'm thinking maybe that's the meter reading, and so it's the difference.
Yes.
I got no response. So I don't know, but there's your numbers. I got you the number, but I don't know what it means. And I did, you can see I responded to him on 3/21 and asked, what
is
this?
Can you forward that to all of us? I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah, I know I haven't.
I was going to forward it once I knew what it meant.
I was doing it, I was waiting.
You knew what we would say once
right,
we got
cause
it, right?
Right, because if I had a question,
exactly
I know you guys are going to
have
questions.
Right,
so.
But I had sent him, he never got back with me.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what that means. I'm assuming that's the, I asked for the meter reading. And I'm assuming that's the meter reading, literally the meter, and then we'd have to do the math. I'm thinking that's what it is.
I think that's probably what it is. The when we subtract
gallons.
Everything, that would say the monthly use. So I think they're just doing it like our meter on our well just keeps going from year to year.
It just
keeps increasing, and then you just have to figure, well, December 31st, it was, let's say, 1 million. The next year it was 2 million. So we used 1 million over that.
And
I'm pretty sure they're gallons, because if you divide by 325,000, you get acre feet, which sounds like the ballpark numbers.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Well, there you go. So,
which actually, this might be a good thing, because a while back they were saying that the water going through the line wasn't moving the meter.
Right.
So now. there seems to be a lot more water coming out of the spring. So I'm trying to look at the silver lining there.
They've got the meter. They finally put a meter in because they were going to try a new meter, right. But we're actually getting a reading now. Because
you know what? That would be consistent.
Are there more users now than there used to be?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
There's more houses over there now.
So hopefully I'll have more information on that next month. But I just forwarded it to all of you, so you'll have those.
Thank
numbers.
You.
And I guess we're talking about my report. Mm-hmm. The Bonnie Springs was appealed. Bonnie Springs approvals were appealed, but the approval was upheld by the BCC, so it's going through. And I drove by and saw the closed sign the other day, and I was very sad. But and then
it was appealed. By me.
It had by a woman that lives in
Rhodes Ranch.
So her part of the basis of her appeal, which she didn't put into so many words, was that she felt that the commercial uses on the site had never actually been approved to be commercial. And she was accurate in that the zoning had never been changed to commercial. But a lawsuit had been filed in 1986 that established the commercial uses on the site to stay commercial moving forward. Mm-hmm. So even though it didn't have commercial zoning, the commercial uses were still valid. So that was her argument, was that they weren't valid, but they were determined by the court. So that was that one. And the other one, 913, was that you guys's? I can't remember which. Oh no, that was sorry, that was the
the horses.
Yes, sorry. Not being able to talk right is affecting my brain. The horse boarding facility in Calico Basin was approved
without any restrictions.
Did they had to keep the dumpsters closed? And that's all I have. Oh no, you had one more question, and I didn't put it on here because I didn't know if I had an answer. The markings, there's markings along 159 on the side of the road, on the east side of the road from Southwest Gas. That was a call before you dig thing. So someone had called to have a line locate, and that's what it was.
That's all that was?
Yep.
Okay. And then what about the street lights?
I did not get a response. I emailed and did not get a response. But I
Well, if you remember what you had said last time, for example, a concerned citizen was, and it's not Evan this time, asked me, I was coming back from the library, and she mentioned something about, I guess I could say he, she, whatever, but about their light by their house. And they were wondering, is that new or whatever? I said,
If it's the same person that texted me, I said, I'm
yes.
Pretty sure, oh, okay.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure they were all replaced, and this person wasn't sure if it had been replaced or not.
They said they hadn't heard back from you at that point. It was about 2 weeks
ago.
Well,
I had responded,
I don't know.
I emailed and asked the question to Public Works, and she said the response was, just a note to let you know that the supervisor is confirming all county-maintained lights were done. Okay, I misread that. So she is confirming. I thought she was looking into confirming it. Confirming all county maintained lights were done.
Okay.
The only ones are some of those weird ones. You know, we have those weird old NV Energy ones. Those were not, because they're not ours. Those ones would not have been changed. But all county maintained lights were switched to LEDs. So
we have
an answer.
Good to know.
Yep.
Good to know. Good. Thank you for that.
The sign that's down? Did you ever get a hold of somebody on that?
No, but I'm going to have Gary do it. No.
Which sign?
No, I am. I will get it sent in tomorrow. I have it in my phone.
The which sign?
I caught kind of across.
Right, but I thought it had been fixed when the other one was fixed.
Yeah, so that sign got replaced, but they never took the old one away. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't think it's replaced.
No.
It's,
yeah, they if you're talking about the same sign, they replaced
one. It was
one
that I think Kenny had knocked it down like a year ago.
See, and I thought
it had
been fixed.
That got replaced, but the old one is still laying next to it.
Oh. Okay.
That may be one.
You know, I didn't even look to see if it was up there.
So I'll go by.
In front of Jack Chancellor's house.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
But
maybe
the old
it is
one
up.
Needs to be taken away. It's been laying there for years now.
Or we
like.
Can just toss it away if that's the case.
So
So. You know, I'll go check.
I know. Thank you.
And does, I know you will. does NDOT do the road signs along 160?
Yes.
Okay. And, yeah, because there was one down over there. And then I got one question for you.
Yeah.
And another person, they asked me these questions. I don't know the answer. I go right to you. Remember the ordinance that I was trying to bring up there for a while, and it wound up passing, and it mentioned that the BLM land, if it gets sold in the Red Rock overlay, that it would have to be one home per 2 acres.
Correct.
Okay. So
that was adopted.
The person asked me this question. So if it happens within the 8 sections that are exempt from density and intensity, which overrides which? Does the one home per 2 acre override that being the density and intensity there?
Why don't we move on?
Okay.
I'll look it up.
Good, thank you.
Because I'll have to see how it's worded in the code.
Good.
It may say that it exempts it from everything. So I'll have to see. So go ahead and hear the vacation, and I'll look it up.
Oh, good. Thank
there
you.
Was another thing, too, that we had brought up, Megan, yeah. Was you were going to check into... the Red Rock overlay has prohibitions about excessive grading,
correct.
But yet excessive grading is going on. And your
well,
guess
it's
was...
it's very subjective. And I,
well,
you know
when
what,
you grade
5 acres,
I would say that's excessive.
Well, but some people would say raising or lowering the grade is what would be considered excessive, because we've had this discussion internally. So some people say, a grading engineer would say increasing or decreasing the grade would be excessive.
Mm-hmm.
So... it's very subjective.
Well, when the Red Rock overlay was written, I know what the intent was, and it was for grading acres of land, because that's excessive,
mm-hmm.
right? No one needs to grade, completely grade 2 acres of land.
But also, nobody needs to build a 30-foot pedestal under their house.
Well, that's true, right? And that, too, should be as included as well. And the point is that the Red Rock, that portion of the Red Rock overlay is not being enforced.
I agree.
Because, and Megan, that was Megan's job to figure out how it could be enforced.
Right, and I found the language, and I have not figured out how to enforce it yet, because
right.
because grading...
doesn't go through planning.
Right. Planning right. doesn't look at it, and that's a planning code.
Right, and that was
so well,
your
you know what,
assignment.
I'll talk to the commissioner, and... maybe we can get, he's going to be meeting with the director of the building department here in the next couple of weeks, and I'll put that on the agenda to discuss with him. Because
okay.
it'll be a whole policy change for the way
yeah,
business
well,
is done.
Yeah, well, it should be. I mean,
yeah.
there's a reason that mm-hmm. was included.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other things for Megan? All right. Then we will receive a report from Metro regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns. For discussion only.
Sergeant Jeff Dean of Metro. Apologies, I wasn't here last month. As far as statistics goes, there wasn't a single crime report that was generated out of Blue Diamond Village over the last 2 months since the last time I was here. Anything that we rarely ever get a call out here, if we do, it's usually for... disturbances or suicidal subjects, and it's not usually in the village, it's usually in the area around the village. But no significant issues to report, everything's hunky-dory as of right now. Does anyone have any questions or concerns they'd like me to address out here in the open? Well, if not, I'll be around. If you have something that's more sensitive, we'll be more happy to answer anybody's questions after this meeting. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Now we receive an update on the Red Rock Bike Trail from a representative of the Red Rock Trail Partnership. For discussion only.
There is no update. Sheila Billingsley, there is no update. It did go to final meeting approval, supposedly like 2 weeks Thursday, last Thursday, and I've not gotten any letter in the mail. So hopefully by next meeting, I'll know something.
Thank you.
The government.
Right, now we receive a report from regarding the status of, we already did this. Okay, so now we are going on to the vacation, which is VS190176, Carter, Linda E., and Greg L. vacated and abandoned easements of interest to Clark County located between Blue Diamond Road and Fort Avenue and between Fortney Road and Eagle Ranch Drive and portions of right-of-ways between Cougar Avenue located between Fortney Road and Eagle Ranch Drive. And Ford Avenue, located between Coat Road and Fortney Road, within Red Rock There we go, description of the pile.
Hi, good evening. Chris Armstrong, representing the applicant on the item. This application is actually the same application that was in front of you 2 years ago when we did the zoning on the property. The blue colors and areas are government patent easements that we're requesting to vacate. And we've got a portion of Cougar here and here, and also a portion of Ford here that we're requesting to vacate. Similar, as I said, a similar application that we were 2 years ago. The application expired, so we're back in front of you to request the same. Staff has recommended approval, and we're requesting your approval as well.
I'm just curious how something like that can expire. I mean, doesn't a vacation get approved and it's done?
So we were going through, yes, it gets approved, and then you got to go through various utility agencies as well. And we're in the process of subdividing a couple of the maps, and they took longer, and so it sort of all ties in together. Yeah. And so it's hopefully it won't expire again.
I think part of the reason they expire is because it could be that they had abandoned the project. They didn't, but it could be, and so that vacation was contingent on that project. So another project, it may not have been appropriate for that vacation. Oh, so they do have to record them.
It's 2 years. I think they allow it for 2 years, and then if nothing happens, then they expire. So.
This was in the county file, which I have a feeling got misplaced in there. Not a big deal one way or another, but it just goes to show
that's
you how.
Yeah, crazy.
Something for Sky Canyon
that's,
or something.
That's one of our projects.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It was in the whole file that you sent the DS Net. Oh, yeah. That one, I'm going, what the heck is this? Yeah. So if you're missing,
you know how much concrete arch costs now, right? We've got a couple thousand feet of concrete arch we're building up in Sky Canyon. Anyway, if there's any questions, what happened?
Sky Canyon, that's not even counting.
I know. I must have, you know what, it's probably when I submitted the application, this must have been like in the bottom of a bunch of papers.
So basically, Chris, the difference between, I pulled the one from 12/7/16, mm-hmm. and it says easements of interest to Clark County located between Blue Diamond Road and Torino Ave. Is that still in there?
This was the same exhibit that I don't know if the county wrote it up differently, but there's no difference between, you know, what we're actually requesting. The patent easements are around the property, and then Cougar in two locations and Ford as well. Those sort of, I don't know if the county wrote it up differently.
Chris, the other things are the same. The Fortney Road alignment and Eagle Ranch Drive, that's the same. Cougar Ave located between Fortney Road alignment and Eagle Ranch Drive. Ford Ave located between Coat Road and Fortney Road. And then another one that wasn't, and an unnamed road 660 feet east of and parallel to Coat Road between Blue Diamond Road and Torino Ave alignment. That was in the 616 one.
So you know what it was?
Was
this,
that the cul-de-sac?
This portion here, I think it was this portion here, which was the unnamed street. So at that time, we were requesting that vacation, and the county asked us to remove that. So that's not included. So in the ultimate approval that happened in 2016, that was not vacated.
Right.
And on this one, the same thing. We're not asking for that vacation.
Right, because I got the final stuff.
So you're right.
And it says vacation of unnamed road, east 50 feet was withdrawn.
Right. Right.
So basically, if I'm looking at what you're showing there, and I don't know.
So this is Blue Diamond. This is Coat here.
Right.
This is Cougar.
The little vicinity map over there, is that basically the diagram of what the breakdown is going to look like eventually?
The subdivision, yes.
Yeah. So okay. So there. Okay. So that's there. So and on this one. On that one, you are showing the cul-de-sac.
Right, so we it'll be a more than likely a private cul-de-sac.
Okay.
So it's not a public street.
Okay. That's what I was wondering on that one. And then just another quick question is, when on the notice of final action on December 15, 2016, it said that the vacation to be recordable prior to building permit issuance or applicable map submittal. Is the building permit issuance for the rest of the project?
The rest of it. So I think on the original zone change, what it said is you could continue with the single family. On the zone change, it says you can continue with the single family, but for any vacations of any of the other streets, we couldn't move forward with the rest of the subdivision.
Okay, good.
That makes sense.
And just so everybody knows, if I'm not mistaken, to the as you're holding it, as to my, I'll use my right there, some of the lands, yeah, go in that way. No. Come this way. Come this way. Some of the roads behind there have been vacated already, behind Steve Risco's house and some of the other ones, right?
So this one was originally a 60-foot dedication. I think that's been reduced to 50 feet, so that exists there, right? Just, I don't know if that's what you're asking, but so there has been other vacations already,
yeah.
And the county determines whether or not they think the streets are necessary. So we met with them, 2 years ago, met with them again, and they've indicated for their purposes, for access, for parcels that exist there now, that there was no issue in vacating.
Yeah, and since you guys are the owners,
right? So we would
of all those lots, it wouldn't make sense,
right?
To, yeah.
So there'll be a circulation network that we'll create internal to the project.
Okay, good.
So nobody's landlocked in, and basically
no. In the counties, that's the last thing that happened.
Move to approve.
Thank you so much.
You want to ask him what they...
I would second it.
All in favor?
All in favor.
Great. Yeah,
okay, that's unanimous.
So
Thank you.
We'll see you next month.
We'll be back.
Okay, now comes the comments by the general public. This is a public period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board. Council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote will be taken on any matters not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Does anybody have any other comments? Yes.
So, Megan, we got these postcards.
Mm-hmm.
That people are asking me what they mean, and I don't know. Can you maybe help us understand? It's the Gypsum Resources holdover, major project holdover.
Right. It's just saying that here, the date they held it over to is coming up.
So how can you we're either supporting or what is the request that we're supporting or opposing?
This original major project. This one's for the specific plan.
So we either oppose or support the plan itself.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. That one's the specific plan.
All right. Yes,
this is the PIPNA.
Got that. Okay. Thank you.
Yep. When they hold it for so long, they have to re-notify.
Mm.
And then the applicant has to pay.
That was really, the wording on that was incredibly difficult.
I think I would give you the feedback that people don't know what that means.
I had calls on it as well.
Yeah.
And I tried to call the county and got put on hold for half an hour.
If we could look back to the original card, it would be the same thing, except it wouldn't say holdover. So it's the same wording on the cards that are always sent out.
Well, we understand what you're saying, and we're letting you know that people don't understand.
And I don't know how to fix that, because we've struggled with this for years in planning. Because what
a semicolon after holdover would make a big difference, would help.
What?
A semicolon after holdover would actually make
it
read better. Seriously. I mean, when I actually sat down and I was really looking at it, I'm like, okay, this is supposed to be holdover, blah, 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 blah.
Well,
but it took me a long time to get there.
I honestly thought we were stating our opinions whether we support or oppose that it be held over.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Those cards are always confusing, and I don't know how to make it less confusing with that limited of space. Because the ones for vacations are super confusing, and they're certified, and because the state requires them to be certified, which is very confusing too. So the holdover part, I hear what you're saying. So I will bring that up to them. Otherwise, it's just the description, and...
Yep.
Right.
I wish there. I
no,
wish,
it was just. It was hard.
I
to
wish
read.
It made more
right.
sense too.
Right.
So, so my computer will not let me get to the Wi-Fi. So I'm gonna look. I'm looking at the overlays right now. And I just got to Red Rock. Okay. So,
anybody have comments while she's looking it up?
While you're looking that up, here's an approval for VS 19-0176.
The density.
So if you hear one in against you, you know it's not mine.
Can we just give you
our postcard?
Sure.
Wait, I'm going back there in the morning. Okay. I'm sorry. I'll probably have to bring that for you next month because.
Okay, good.
I've tried everything here, and I think it's a setting on our laptops that won't let us connect to other services because I can't get onto the Wi-Fi.
The Wi-Fi is not good there unless I were anyway.
Right, so
I think it is good. It's just really hard to access,
is
it? And it won't let me get into it. I've tried every which way because I use the Wi-Fi at other places.
Yeah, I have trouble.
And I have not been able to do it. So I apologize, and I hope answers on both of those questions next month.
Are there any more general comments by the public? All right, hearing and seeing none, I adjourn this meeting.
Not bad.
40 minutes.
Yeah. The grading and I just found it. Except for the density and intensity restrictions herein described shall not apply to properties. And
I was just asking a question about that. When you do BLM disposal,
okay,
cool. Are sold,
BLM
you have to
one.
Do
I thought it was this part, but it looks like it is.
So
I think it'll depend on
well,
where
that's
it just looks like ordinance, something or other, whatever that number is,
yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, so I'll have to look at that.
Yeah, so
Bob, what was the first part you said that we land?